Are you sleepless, getting more and more forgetful? Anxiety takes over your joy and peace? Feeling depressed over your finances? Maybe you already visited your doctor with these health issues and you have been prescribed a list of meds, adding another layer of financial stress. By subscribing you as a money-producing resource to a big pharma industry, what do you actually do to reduce stress caused by finances? There are several approaches, and some of them are healthy, the other ones are not. Today, we will uncover 9 steps on how to reduce financial stress and improve your financial confidence. I am so thrilled and excited to read a review written by my podcast listener, Michelle Rose. Quote, Deanna goes through the basics of budgeting and building wealth in a way that is achievable. If you want to improve your financial situation, this podcast is for you. End of quote. Thank you, my dear friend. These words mean the world to me, inspiring me to work on financial topics that are really achievable and simple to apply to your daily living. Come and join my Facebook group to socialize with other special needs moms just like you, who are on a mission to lock in their finances and actually learn how to have more money. Inside the free Simple Money Systems Facebook group, you will get tips and tricks on budgeting, debt reduction, and wealth building, where you can ask your questions. You can join now by the link provided in the episode's show notes. Also, become an insider and get weekly emails from me with the latest podcast episodes, tips on simple financial strategies for stress-free living, early bird access to special offers, encouragement, and motivation to stay on track. Sign up by the link in the show notes. Are you ready for less stress and more money in your pocket? Get your pen out and notebook ready. Let's dive in. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. How are you feeling today? Are you on a mission to accomplish something? I mean, something other than taking care of your finances. Are you trying to, let's say, help someone or work hard on something just to get distracted from those haunting thoughts about your finances? Or maybe you are taking it easy, just relaxing and reflecting on the positive, but the harder you try to do that, the more difficult it seems to unwind. You are kind of circling with no improvement. Okay, let's get to the core. What is going on with your finances and how does it affect you? Let's face it together. Do you know that high levels of financial stress can actually contribute to various health issues, including cardiovascular problems, and also it has been linked to increased risk of heart disease and hypertension. Anxiety and depression are commonly associated with financial stress. The pressures of managing finances can take a toll on mental well-being. Financial worries can lead to difficulty sleeping and may contribute to insomnia or other sleep disorders. It also can affect the digestive system, leading to problems like indigestion, acid reflux, or irritable bowel syndrome. Prolonged financial stress may weaken the immune system, making you even more susceptible to illnesses. Structured and organized finances actually can positively impact the brain by reducing cognitive load, allowing it to focus on important tasks without being overwhelmed by disarray and chaos. Do you know that being engaged in organized and stimulating activities can promote neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to adapt and form new connections? To have financial peace presence in your life is one of the crucial aspects of your health and overall well-being. Now, let's look into a step-by-step financial relief journey. Number one, self-care. Pay close attention to your nutrition. Eat a well-balanced diet that includes a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Drink plenty of water throughout the day to stay hydrated and support bodily functions. Engage in regular physical activity to promote cardiovascular health, muscle strength, and flexibility. Find exercises on activities you enjoy to make staying active more enjoyable and sustainable. Establish a consistent sleep schedule by going to bed and waking up at the same time each day. Make your sleep environment comfortable and conducive to rest by keeping the room dark, quiet, and cool. Reduce exposure to screens before bedtime to improve the quality of your sleep. Maintain a regular personal hygiene practices, including bathing, brushing your teeth, and grooming. Pay attention to your body's signals and give it the rest it needs when you feel fatigued or stressed. Number two, have a structured routine. Enhance your productivity, spark innovation, and bring a sense of purpose to your daily life by creating structured routines. Start your day the night before. Set up your nightly routine by dedicating 10-15 minutes to your money squad time. Reflect on your day, assess what worked well and what could be improved, and generate some ideas for days ahead. Close your day by celebrating it with a grateful heart and a positive mindset. Begin your day with a series of activities that inspire you. This could include devotional journaling, praying, exercising, reading, or listening to thought-provoking articles. I personally enjoy my power hour by spending 20 minutes reading the Bible in devotion, 20 minutes worshiping and praying, and the rest of the 20 minutes exercising. Create your weekly, monthly, quarterly time to sort through your paperwork. Every January, I go through my filing cabinet by cleaning out the prior year's financial records to free up space for the new year's. This prevents a backlog of unorganized documents, giving me a chance to gratefully close the year's finances. It is a great time to reflect on the past year and set financial goals for the unfolding year. Have your dream time session. Let your imagination out. Enjoy the planning time. It's one of my favorite times with my finances when I live my dreams while dreaming. Allow yourself to get to the wonderland full of fairy tales and magic. Remember, your dreams will turn out to be your reality when you dream the dream, walk the walk, and do the job. Number 3. Create an inviting desk. Designate a specific area such as home office or dedicated drawer for organizing your financial paperwork. Having a specified space makes it easier to keep everything in order. Start by decluttering your desk. Remove unnecessary items and organize essentials neatly. A clean and tidy desk creates a more inviting atmosphere. Add your vision board to your desk or drawer with your pictures of your dreams all out there on your vision board. You may hang it over on the wall, so every time you're near your money squad area, you get inspired and driven by your vision board. Use organizers, trays, and baskets to keep your desk or drawer items neatly arranged. This not only looks inviting, but also helps improve efficiency. Consider using essential oil diffusers or scented candles with calming scents like lavender or invigorating scents like citrus to create a pleasant atmosphere. Remember, your desk is your magical place and your family's money-making place where your dreams become your reality. Make it fun, attractive, and delightful. Number 4. Organize financial paperwork. Organized finances allow for better decision-making. With organized finances, you can focus on your daily tasks without distraction or financial worries. This can lead to increased productivity and efficiency in other areas of your life. Designate a physical inbox for incoming mail and financial documents. Regularly sort through this inbox to ensure items are properly filed. Invest in a filing cabinet or a file box with folders to store your paperwork. Label each folder with categories such as bank statements, tax documents, insurance, and investments. Identify and prioritize essential documents such as tax returns, insurance policies, and investment statements. Keep this in a separate section for quick access. Use color-coded folders or labels to visually distinguish between different types of documents. For example, use red for important financial documents and blue for household bills. Regularly shred documents that are no longer needed, especially those containing sensitive information. This helps protect your privacy and reduce clutter. Consider going paperless by scanning and storing documents digitally. Use cloud storage or external hard drives to keep digital copies secure and accessible. If you share a living space, educate other household members about the filing system to maintain consistency and to ensure that everyone knows where to find important documents. Step number 5. Invest in a good paper planner. Create and maintain a financial calendar with deadlines for bills, taxes, and other financial responsibilities. And I strongly encourage to have a paper planner where you physically can write in dates. This helps you to stay organized and ensures you never miss an important date and avoid late payments. A simple financial planner can help you set realistic and achievable financial goals, whether they relate to buying a home, saving for education, or planning for retirement. It will help you with creating and sticking to a budget, enabling better control over spending, increase savings, and improve cash flow management. Use your planner when developing strategies and creating plans for managing, reducing, and eliminating debt. Step number 6. Know your money in and out. Knowing where your money is coming from and going to, along with having a clear budget, can significantly reduce financial stress. When you have a clear understanding of your financial situation, it allows you for better decision making and informed choices about spending, saving, and investing. Establish simple and effective ways of debt management, such as a working budget, daily spending log, shopping lists, holding you accountable, mainly to yourself. Step number 7. Have a financial plan. Organized finances enable effective long-term planning. This may include saving for goals, investing wisely, and preparing for unexpected expenses. Having a financial plan can give you a sense of security and preparedness. Financial stability and organization can contribute to reduced anxiety and a sense of financial well-being, which is closely linked to mental health. Avoid unnecessary debt and live within your means. This involves making conscious spending choices and avoiding the temptation to overspend in buying on a whim. Step number 8. Learn new habits. Develop positive habits and financial discipline. This can spill over into other aspects of your life, promoting a sense of control and accomplishment. New habits can actually significantly benefit your finances in several ways, such as regular budgeting for managing your expenses more effectively, consistency in saving for long-term financial security, and paying off debts systematically for eliminating debt burden. And step number 9, seek financial counseling. Financial counselors work with individuals to create personalized financial plans based on their unique goals, circumstances, and priorities. These plans take into account short-term and long-term objectives. Financial coaches help define financial goals and prioritize them effectively. This clarity can lead to a more focused and strategic approach to financial decision-making. Whether you're getting married, starting a family, or raising a child with special needs, a financial coach can guide you in adjusting your financial plan to accommodate these life changes. Financial coaching will guide your behavior to address emotional and behavioral aspects of financial decision making. This can help you overcome obstacles like impulse spending or fear of investing, and even assist in unlocking your financial opportunities and walk you to your financial freedom land. Remember that managing financial stress is an ongoing process. Be patient with yourself. Commit to small, achievable goals that are simple to track and stay on top. Let's go over the 9 stress-reducing strategies that we just covered to make sure your list is straightforward. Number 1. Take a good self-care. Number 2, have a structured routine. Number 3, create an inviting desk area. Number 4, organize financial paperwork. Number 5, have a paper planner. Number 6, know your money in and out. Number 7. Have a financial plan. Number 8. Learn new habits. And number 9. Seek financial counseling. Improving financial confidence is a gradual process that involves both practical actions and a positive mindset. By taking proactive steps and staying committed to your financial goals, you can build confidence in your ability to manage and improve your financial well-being. And now, my friends, it's time to wrap up our time together, going back into our lives with a pocket full of insights and perhaps a new perspective. Let's carry with us the snippets of conversation, the shared moments of learning, and the ideas that spark curiosity. Until next time, may your life journey be fruitful, your challenges met with resilience, and your days sparked with daydreaming moments. If you find this episode helping in any way, please leave a 5-star review on my iTunes podcast. I read all of them, treasuring every single one. It will let me know if this episode was helping or if you learned something new, making you just a bit more richer. And if you have a topic in your mind, let me know by writing me to Diana@DianaGallas.com. I would love to hear it on my podcast. I am looking forward to hearing from you. And now, I wish you get rich in health, grace, faith, and financial peace. Take your steps, one in front of the other. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Diana Gallas.